This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You have us rocking as the number one boat rocker in the United States of America right now on Genesis Communication Networks. You have us as the number one radio show out of 82 other radio shows. We appreciate your trust. We're also broadcasting into over 100 affiliates across the United States of America, as well as into 53 countries. And again, we thank you for your trust. We again are not giving you our opinion. We're giving you the facts. We're giving you the Word of God, and we are giving you the Constitution. As a matter of fact, if you like to put in parallel to that, President Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America, he was the guy that said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and right on he is, and right on he was, in his time and in the present. With that said, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over on Facebook, it is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Have about 702,000 followers that are active in the fight for this country's preservation and on the behalf of our posterity. Don't forget that. Remember what Andrew Young said. He was the sideman, the assistant to Martin Luther King during the civil rights movements back in the 60s. He's the one that said that God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, but you first have to get in the fight, the good fight of faith, right? With that said, again, if you want to jump over on our Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1. It's all cleaned up over there, and it's getting cleaned up more and more. And it's interesting, friends, because over the last couple days, just as a shout out for the record, some mysterious stuff has been going around my Twitter account. People can go ahead and put in there that I'm following them when in fact I'm not following them. I'm literally cleaning them off on a daily basis. And I'm thinking, how are you guys actually making it that I'm following you because I'm not following you? So I'm deleting them. And over the last couple days as well, friends, as we have been covering what took place here at the U.S. Bank Stadium concerning the Super Eid meeting where the Muslims came forth and they tried to sell you Christmas in a carnival while they were screaming out Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar inside of that stadium. You know, folks, you got to keep in mind, it always goes down easier when you put a little sugar in it, right? Well, that's exactly what they're doing. But we noticed over on our Facebook account that all of a sudden they picked up a post from 2014 and they resurrected it and they blocked me for 30 days because of the coverage that we were giving the American people. America, you need to understand that the media is at war with you. You need to understand that. You already know your representatives are doing that as to what's going on in this president administration, this shill administration. It's nothing but circus of politics, and you lose because you keep falling for the same circular reasoning day after day. Wake up, America. You have eyes, but you see not. Question mark. You have ears and you hear not? Question mark. Folks, that's a part of the curse. And if that's where you're at, I strongly suggest that you repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. Now, going back, friends, to the ways that you can connect with us here at the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can also jump over to our YouTube page. We have literally been uploading new videos on a weekly basis, sometimes throughout the week. That is Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media Bradley Dean, whatever the case might be, you'll know the videos, because we're always, yes, showing you what the problems are, but we're always giving you the answers, and the answers lie within the strength of the American people under God to enforce the laws found in our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to jump over and give us a phone call at any time, please do. Love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the Bible or the bayonet is what we're going to be talking about during the second, third, and fourth segments. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by the power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Now, it's interesting to note who said that. It was actually Robert Winthrop. He was a speaker of the House back in the 1800s. Again, listen carefully. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. You choose. But rest assured, Revelation 3 tells us that I'd rather have you hot or cold. He said, because if you're lukewarm, Jesus did, he said, I will spew you out of my mouth. And interesting to note, friends, concerning that scriptural reference, when you read on, Jesus said, behold, I knock at the door. He said, I knock at the door. And he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Isn't that interesting that he would say that in that scriptural context? But he did. We'll get to that in just a couple moments. Want to highlight a couple things going on over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have none other than Kevin Shipp, who's a friend of the ministry, former CIA, and now a CIA whistleblower. MSM blocking and deleting news about coup and phony dossier. Hey, friends, did I not tell you during the beginning of this new administration, it's nothing but smoke and mirrors? Nothing but circus of politics, nothing but a dog and pony show, only to divert you from what's really going on. And we're hitting the issues that you need to know of America, because America's sin is finding them out. Well, you have to step out of the arena of being entertained by these actors, because actors they are, friends. And we need to pay attention and deal with the issues at hand. And the way to do that is to get a hold of God's word and enforce his laws against the crime, again, to establish judgment so that we might know peace and righteousness within the gate. Read Amos 5 when you get a moment. Also wanted to let you know, friends, CNN's Chris Cuomo finds it offensive that Molly Tibbetts permanently separated from family. And we found out just recently that was an illegal alien from the southern borders. Don't forget about the northern borders as well, friends. But again, highlighting the fact that we have the news media attempting to divert your attention from what really matters. And they're offended, friends, that the truth is being told concerning the death of Molly Tibbetts. And it was an illegal alien within the United States of America. But rest assured, all you Trumpites, let me remind you that Donald Trump's administration has now went back to the policies of Barack Hussein Obama concerning open border policies on immigration. You get what you deserve, friends.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Georgia high school teacher, listen to this, America, highlighting what's going on across the country today. The Bible Belt, Georgia, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Pamela Geller reports today. Georgia high school teacher tells students 9/11 was our fault. They had good reason to bomb us. Quran verses hang on the classroom walls in Georgia. Hey, folks, just so you understand what this takes and what the process is, when you are in a public arena and you are in the fight, I know to some people it's surreal. I totally get you. I totally do. But those that are in the fight, it's very real. Not C-real, friends. Not C-real. Not fake. Not fictitious. Nor is it a figment of my imagination as to what's going on. It's like a bunch of spectators telling the football player who's on the field what it's like to be down there. What it's like in process concerning getting the ball to the end, into the end zone that he might score. Just the parable. It's not surreal, it's very real. When I was doing high school assemblies, friends, the harassment, and I'm talking about 100 a year, the harassment that ensued by the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media was second to none. And it was absolutely interesting, America, that every time I put my foot into a school, a public school in the United States of America, somehow or another, and I'm playing the idiots to those that don't know the difference, and I'm also educating those that don't know the difference. Every single time I stepped onto a public high school assembly to do a campus, to do a high school lyceum or a program, without fail, the media was there. The media was there. The harassment. The death threats. Not to go in there and change the law. not to go into public schools to tear away at the law, to assail the law or assault the young people, but only going into public schools to reassure the family values that are in place today. I was under attack like nobody's business. And I'm talking about the media. Okay? I mean, there was times that the ACLU came in and then we went after them. There was time that the separation of church and state useful idiots came in and, of course, we went after them. Are you hearing me rightly, friends? We went after them. There was times that principals came after us and other city officials came after us and we brought lawsuits. As a matter of fact, four of them, and we won every case. Yep, yep, that's right. That's how it works. Isn't it interesting how you're getting no media coverage from the corporate-owned media in the United States of America concerning this Georgia high school? You only get attacked when you tell the truth. It was George Orwell that said, when you tell the truth, in the time of deception, it's a revolutionary act. Well, you know what? That's why we talk about the fact that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it takes more for a man of God or a woman of God to establish the truth, because they have to go through the process of bearing the cross that we might know the power of God unto salvation. See, that's when the enemy finds out, when you hold your ground, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against, but when you hold your ground and you bear your cross, understanding what the power of God unto salvation is, then and only then do your enemies find out that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. There's a process. And it doesn't go quick. You know what patience is, right? Because we need much of it. In your patience possess your souls, the Bible tells us. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And many times when you go through the process of learning patience, the deception is found within yourself. And I want to tell you where I found impatience, where the deception lied. What I was being taught from the professed Christians in America. What I was being taught from the self-professed and proclaimed conservatives, yesterday's liberals of the day. The Lord showed me the deception, and where the deception was being played out to suggest that this is just going to happen. And for the most part, do understand that we're being told from the conservatives and the Christians of the day, right? We're told that there's nothing we can do about what's going on in this country. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you understand Scripture and you have the testimonies of Jesus Christ, you are going to understand more than your teachers and more than the ancients, just like David did. Because you are a partaker of the afflictions of Jesus Christ. And if you're a partaker, you'll also glory in Christ. Okay? That's a promise, and it's true. But I got to say, it's really hard to go through the process. Read 1 Peter and 2 Peter. But the word of the Lord is tried 7 times. And you're purified in the process. And you always learn that it's not God that needs to change, but it's you that needs to be changed. And how many times through the process of establishing righteousness through judgment, the work of the Holy One of Israel, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord, how many times do you learn through the process the mind of Christ, the timing of Christ, to learn to hear, to learn to see, the way that he's teaching you to hear, to see, and to do. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. And I know I'm talking to someone right now. But folks, going back to the trunk of the conversation, you have now teachers in public schools. There's no better way to say it. You're being totally infiltrated, you're being overtaken through a siege, little by little, incrementally, and they're doing it now in the day of light, and they're not hiding a thing anymore. By the way, neither are the New World Order monkeys. They do it all right in the light of day. And isn't it interesting what happens when the light's given to the people, how they sit back instead of actually dealing with the darkness and reproving the darkness by being the light, what they do is they keep magnifying the darkness. And then they begin to change their message like the church. And they stand back and say, there's nothing that we can do about it. Lord Jesus, come back. Well, read Psalm 78, because you'll see that they turn back in the day of battle. See, and if you look to the book of Exodus, friends, you'll always find that the Lord teaches his children not the short way, peradventure, but the long way, that you might learn the process of war. And by the way, I'm probably capping on and reiterating what me and Stephanie were talking about at the Minnesota State Fair yesterday. Hebrews 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. Folks, there's a process. There's a fight. And when you stand back and watch children in this country, when you stand back and watch your enemies infiltrate and colonize in the United States of America, you're worthless. You're good for nobody. And I guess I'm just, you know, as they say, those that are born in the smoke, they don't understand the fire, but those that are born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke, do they? Nope. And we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And those understand, those men and those women of God understand that by my God, I'll leap over a wall. By my God, I'll leap over a wall. By my God, I'll go through my enemies because he's the horn of my salvation. By my God, I understand that he's on my side, and if God be for me, who can be against me? And as John Knox rightly said, when God's on your side, there's always a majority. Read Psalm 27 when you get a moment. This is all coming to my aid right now. We're on to something here. America, in Georgia, you have a high school teacher telling students that 9/11 was our fault. Are you here? She's feeling bold enough, emboldened to say 9/11 was our fault. And the teacher goes on and said they had good reason to bomb us. And Quran verses hanging on the classroom walls. This happening in your country today. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to go into more depth, please do. Also jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, a TSA, a pretended authority, by the way. Have you taken the time to see the crimes of the TSA, friends? Interesting. I remember we were in Memphis one time, and I loaded up all my stuff and passed it through the TSA. This is shortly after 2001, September 11th. And when I got into Minneapolis, my computers were gone. And, of course, TSA was not at fault. But on sonsoflibertymedia.com, TSA, pretended authority, unconstitutional, violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, now molesting a 13-year-old girl, then calls the police when parents object to further molestation. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back. The Bible or the bayonet.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We haven't really faced a hurricane of this magnitude in as far as history as I can remember. It's going to be a new experience for everybody. I'm hoping and praying that it'll diminish in strength.
The mayor of Maui talking about Hurricane Lane as it weakens to a Category 2 hurricane, although the storm is still headed toward Oahu. Shelters have been set up across the state, and parts of the island could see upwards of 40 inches of rain. Today, President Trump asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to cancel his upcoming trip to North Korea, saying there has not been sufficient progress on the denuclearization talks. Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah explains what denuclearization means to the United States.
When I think of denuclearization, I think of actually removing all nuclear weapons from the peninsula, which of course is North Korea.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them. Either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Now that makes sense to those that have a foundation and an understanding that your rights come from God and not man. If you believe that your rights come from the state, keep in mind the people are the state, the people are the government, under God, and delegating authority to those that serve we the people, because again, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. And keep in mind, the state is a creature of not the federal government, but the federal government is a creature of the state. Let's put that into perspective. But all falls under the covering of heaven and God's governments, okay? Either you have an evolutionary view of governments, which you believe that your rights come from the state, which is incorrect, or you have a biblical understanding of your foundations and understand that your rights come from God. It's important that you understand that. Because again, our conversation is the presupposition is God is, okay? Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet, by tyrants. And this is what our forefathers threw off. Again, read the Declaration of Independence. Three quarters of that documentation is our forefathers showing us the usurpations and the abuses of a tyrant king. And they said no more to him. We were just talking about what's going on in Georgia. Well, folks, it's interesting because my experience shows me, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, there is no truth in them, nor light in them, Isaiah 8:20. I just wanted you to get that. my experience, my testimonies, what I've done, how I've proven the Lord and have seen the Lord in the work of His hands in public schools. I'm seeing that in America, the public schools are becoming a testing and a training ground for monitored police state. Again, this is all coming through man's 10,000 commandments, all in the name of safety and security. Because man has thrown off God's 10 commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. I mean, folks, we did a school in Red Lake, Minnesota, Bemidji. As a matter of fact, we're broadcasted out there. Hello, folks. We did Red Lake High School. There was a kid named Jeff Weiss. He was the grandson of the local sheriff there. And this kid was on dangerous psychotropic drugs, as a matter of fact. And what he did is he killed his grandpa and his grandma. And then he walked inside of the school and he began to shoot the school up. See, we didn't have those problems before these dangerous psychotropic drugs were prescribed to our kids with a parental authority. Right? By the way, dangerous psychotropic drugs, they're illegal street drugs back in the 50s, for those that did not know. You can thank George Bush Sr. for giving the pharmaceutical companies the green light to drug up your kids. But it doesn't happen without parental authority, right? And a parental approval. When we did this high school, when we first walked into this school, they had armed guards, number one. And I'm doing this backwards, but before you walked into the school, there was armed guards. There was fences around this particular school, this one, Red Lake. And they also had metal detectors before you could walk into the public schools. And we were beginning to see, not to that extreme, but we were beginning to see and are beginning to see video camera systems throughout public schools and armed guards in public schools. Now, keep in mind, I'm not that old. And when I got out of high school, I didn't hear of none of this until about 10 years after I got out of high school. Okay? But what we're seeing in public schools, again, are testing and training grounds for a monitored police state. Again, you have fences around the schools, metal detectors before entering school buildings, surveillance cameras, and even armed guards, as I said. And all because there are those who want to see what happens when you dare God's justice by departing from His commandments. You know, when I think of Deuteronomy 4:6, it tells us that it's our wisdom in the sight of God to obey His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments. And guess what's been left off? His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments. You know, and yet, when you read Deuteronomy 4, it says, "Listen carefully unto me, O Israel, God's people, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess, drive out the previous occupants and possess in their place the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you." And then he said, "You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you take away through diminishing aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you." When you look at the church today, friends, they're teaching you just the exact opposite. And instead of taking responsibility for teaching people lawlessness, and folks, you can see the evidence of their crimes today over the last 6 decades as to what they have taught. They have taught antinomianism to show no regard for God's moral law, His government. And if you do, then you're a legalist, which, you, by the way, you cannot even find in Webster's 1828. There's no such word. As if to suggest that if you obey God's every jot and tittle, the law in which God through His Son, Jesus Christ, came to fulfill, by the way, Matthew 5, "Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill." Right? Also read Romans 3:31. But they've taught the people that it's legalism. That it's a thing of the past. Baloney! Baloney! And look at society today, and they're still preaching a false grace and a false gospel. They're teaching you to hate God's moral government. I mean, they're a bunch of anarchists. They're teaching you, thou shalt not judge. That's all the Bible teaches us, is to judge. We're to examine ourselves on a daily basis to see if we're in the faith. Everything we do is a judgment call. Every step we take is a judgment call. Every word we say is a judgment call. And yet you're not to judge? You don't want to be judgmental? My goodness, folks. You know, it's interesting when people say to me, Bradley, why are you being so judgmental? Listen, I'm giving you the judge's words. And if you don't know who he is, what makes him a good judge is the fact that he sees the law through. And that's why the message is repent before his moral law after you read it, Exodus 20, which drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. See, the law detects sin, Romans 3:20, and grace conquers, said Augustine. The law detects, grace conquers. Let me say that again. The law detects, grace conquers. In Romans 5:20, this comes to my aid. Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, but where grace, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. And see, what are you seeing today? You're seeing sin abound over grace through the professors because they don't understand what repentance means because they've never been to the law. Because they've listened to the whores and the hirelings in the pulpit tear away at the law, to do away with the law. And it's absolutely ignorance to the nth degree. I mean, read Galatians 3:24. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Who gave me that faith? Christ did. Does the law help me? No, it condemns me. What does grace do? It justifies me if I believe, and I do. And I take the fruit as I follow Christ, the fruits of Christ, and I put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And I bear his cross as that cross bids me to take up and die daily, just like Paul did. But when you look at Deuteronomy 4, it does nothing but teach us that we're to keep and listen. Hearken, listen carefully to me, Israel, God's people, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you. You're not to take away from them, you're not to add to them. But that's all you hear today is the professors in America today taking away from God's moral law. And then having the audacity to call themselves Christians. Read Hebrews 10. Read Psalm 42. He came to do what? God's will. What did he do? He magnified the law. Who is he speaking of? Jesus Christ, who was likened unto unto Moses, the greatest prophet of his time. Acts 3:22. In verse 6 it says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. Well, what makes us wise? Well, the Bible says that we're fools for Christ in the New Testament. What makes us fools for Christ? That we follow him regardless of what man has to say. Right? We obey God's law. Right? It doesn't get me into heaven. Again, it just drives me to Christ. But I'll tell you what, true Christians that are born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, they magnify the law as they follow the Christ. Because nowhere can you find Jesus Christ. Yet he was tempted in all points. He didn't sin one time. Nowhere can you find Jesus preaching down the law of God, omitting it, abrogating it in any sense of the word. Nowhere. He only came to fulfill it, and that's exactly what he did. It's as plain as the nose on your face what the problem is in this country, namely in the church. And the reason the church in America hates the law, and I'm talking about the professed church, the counterfeits, the reason they hate the law is because it mirrors their sin before a just and a holy God. And it really shows you their hate for God when they say, well, the law of God's a thing of the past. Nope. You have no love for God's government, but yet I do, and so does Christ. And we only emulate the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just going off on a bunny trail. I know we're ministering to some people right now. Romans 5:20, moreover the law enters that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. This is why you're seeing sin abound in this country, because of the lawless gospel being preached from the pulpits in America. Now, these are the same people that are silent and apathetic when it comes to abortion, homosexuality, and illegal immigration. And when I'm matter of fact, these are the people that are on the borders feeding the illegals when they come into America with donuts and coffee. This is a fact. Men in a word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. There is no in-betweenites. You know, Spurgeon said, Charles Spurgeon, Hayden Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, was right when he said, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. And those are the ones that are complaining about God's moral law. They hate his law. They hate his government. And then on the other side, when they talk out of the other side of the mouth, they're talking about their admiration and adoration and approbation for Jesus Christ and how much they love him. And it's interesting, these are the same people that do nothing concerning the issues of the day. They're the greatest advocates to the issue that we're having today in this country, just for the record. Just for the record. It's been stated that if you will not listen to God's Ten Commandments, you will listen to man's 10,000 commandments. And man's 10,000 commandments can be seen today through the thousands of unconstitutional, un-American policies and measures forced on the American people on a daily basis. Remember what Robert Winthrop said. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled by a power within them or by a power without them. Let me remind you of Senator John Glenn, the man that's violated the law on a daily basis, year after year, that lied to the American people day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, when he said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. And you believe he's been to the moon? Okay. The NASA appreciates your ignorance, believe me, concerning the billions and billions of dollars they have taken from the taxpayers in this country to set up a new world order to war against you. That aside, man's 10,000 commandments can be seen today through the thousands of unconstitutional, un-American policies and measures forced on American people on a daily basis. So America chooses the power without them. They choose the strong arm of man, and they choose the bayonet. You see this? That's not liberty. That's tyranny. And yet man thinks in this country that he's liberated. What comes to my aid right now again is Harriet Tubman. She was the one that was asked. They called her the Moses of the plantations. She'd go from plantation to plantation, telling other slaves to run, get away from your taskmasters. And she was asked by a reporter, you know, has it been thousands that you freed? She said, yes, thousands. And she said, I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. You know, the only one that liberates us here, friends, is Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God, which is through Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 3:17. And the Son of Man. Remember, he was the one that said, Jesus Christ, remember when he said, he who is a servant of sin is a slave to it. And he also said that you'll die in your sins, right? And sin is violating God's moral law, which only grace can conquer. And yes, we're saved through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Right? Ephesians 2:8. Folks, literally, this is just how it comes. This is, I'm sitting here looking at the context and the content of an article that I wrote some time ago, The Bible or the Bayonet, and the Holy Ghost just takes over from there. And I'm so happy. And he brings all things to my remembrance. And guess what keeps coming to my mind? The Word of God, 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 which overcomes the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. Man's 10,000 commandments can be seen today through thousands of unconstitutional, un-American policies and measures forced on the American people on a daily basis. As one would expect, unconstitutional government produces bondage rather than liberty, but they actually prefer the first, an unconstitutional government, at least for a moment until it destroys itself. Because they refuse to listen to one of those three that helped establish our constitutional republic. William Blackstone, John Locke, and Charles de Montesquieu. It was Charles de Montesquieu that rightly said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. So if liberty is found in the right to do what the law permits, why do you want to get rid of the law? Then what you do at length is you give permission to those that want to rule over you. And that's exactly what totalitarian government chooses. That's why they demoralize you. And you can't be demoralized unless you subject yourself to their demoralizations and their methods. Did you know that in many schools, as a matter of fact, I have the two books here, in this country, did you know that you were actually required to pass Bible courses before you could graduate high school? Ah, Bradley, that's just a thing of the past. How's that working out for you? Matter of fact, all the way up until 1962, prayer was the norm for virtually every school in America, and the Ten Commandments were posted in school hallways. By the way, America, I want you to listen carefully. You've never lost the right. Just wanted to let you know that. You've never lost the right to do all of these things that I'm talking about today. I mean, I remember doing a high school assembly in Centennial High School. in Minnesota here. It was my first high school that I did. As a matter of fact, my first high school had 1,700 kids in it. I must have died 1,700 times before I actually spoke to them, let me tell you. And that's how he shows you greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And that's why Paul said, I die daily. And that's the reason Scripture tells us that we grow up into him who's the head of all principality and power. Because he comes about to show us who we're not, to show us who he is. And that's the promise. And that's the process of death to self. That's the cross. Not me, but him. I'm crucified through Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. When you go to 2 Corinthians 13, it talks about how we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. Okay, so it's not us. It's the power of the Holy One of Israel. The obvious fruit of obeying God in this country was safety and security, as well as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As a matter of fact, it tells us that very thing in the book of Proverbs. When you obey the Lord, when you fear the Lord. But in 1980, the Ten Commandments were taken out of the schools. In the case Stone versus Graham, the court made the following statement. This is what the American people chose. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, to meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments, which is not a permissible objective. Yes, this is what they said. And they did this through an oligarchy, too. What does oligarchy mean, Bradley? Well, that means where few rule over many. 97% of the people said, leave things the way that they are. By the way, I don't care if 99.9% of the people said, no, change things. Nope, I would have been the one percentile to stand there and say, nope, I'm going to obey God by his grace. But this is what the American people tolerated. And this was the offenses back in the 60s and the 80s, friends. And then keep in mind between that, when you allowed them to say no to prayer, then all of a sudden they got that generation's eyes off the living God. Now they're going to insert and sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, right? And then come the 80s, and then comes in immorality, and then all of a sudden in the 2000s, homosexuality, and then, of course, you're dealing with the people that are not ruled by law, and then the next thing you know, you're dealing with people that are wanting to be transgenders. They don't want identity anymore. They want bathrooms to be universal. Then before you know it, friends, you want them to normal pedophilia, and that's exactly what they're trying to do today. And what's on the heels of all of this? Muslims infiltrating your country like I warned 17 years ago. Why? Because Scripture tells us what's coming down the road. Did it say Muslims? Nope. It does say a nation of a fierce countenance, where you can either understand their tongue, who show no regard for the young or the old, where they'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, verse 50, and 63. Deuteronomy 28. So, folks, we need to get this right. I wanted to educate through the Word of God, and here we are today. So let's get it right. Only we can make the difference by the choices that we make. Deuteronomy 30:19. Love you by what we do. See ya!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.